Janine mentioned a very interesting text from Luke's Gospel, the rich man and Lazarus, 16th chapter, beginning to read the 19th verse. We'll read down through verse 31. Again, Jesus making it very difficult for us who have money to be comfortable. The Word of God. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick his sores. The poor man died and was carried away by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was being tormented, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. He called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus, in like manner, evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. Besides all this, between you and us a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us." He said, "Then, Father, I beg you to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may warn them, so that they will not also come into this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them." He said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of this, his holy word. Again, will you join me in prayer? Oh, gracious Lord, we're all starting to squirm and feeling very uncomfortable with these words of our Lord and Savior. Help us to hear them and to act on them. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing unto you, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The parable of the rich man and Lazarus. But Abraham said, "Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus, in like manner, evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony." Jesus is counseling us to be careful how you use your money with regard to the poor. It is interesting, I think, that in this parable of Jesus, the poor man, Lazarus, is named, while the rich man is not. The rich man dies and goes to hell, and the poor man dies and goes to heaven. Even in hell, the rich man does still not get it. Remember, he asks Father Abraham, or commands Father Abraham, or exhorts Father Abraham to send Lazarus on a run to get him some water to abate his thirst. still trying to push his way around one who is poor. Jesus is using this parabolic language to make all of us feel uncomfortable and to be alert how we treat the poor. You may remember some of these folks. You may have seen some of these folks. As I travel all over the peninsula, you see them. I've seen them mostly during the day. In front of the Walmart on Jefferson, off of Mercury Boulevard near the Peninsula Town Center. On 134, down 134, Hampton Highway, near Hardy Cash. Person standing out in the midst of traffic holding cardboard signs saying, "No food, family is hungry, or please give so my family can live." Panhandling, street begging. Everybody, I imagine how you would feel when one of these folks walks up to your car window as you turn left from 17 onto Harpersville. At the Y across the highway from the church, needy children are taken to Walmart to purchase school supplies and back to school clothes because their families are not able to make the needed purchases. There are over 200 of these children who are helped at the Y in York County schools in an abundance of what is known as Yorktown and York County schools. We have so many children who are hurting. The Southeastern Food Bank works all year to receive donations because so many people on the peninsula are hungry. And think of all the children in our public school system who receive free meals because their families do not make enough money to adequately feed them. Listen to this number. In the Newport News school system, 18,000 children are on free or reduced meals. 18,000. That is 63% of Newport News students. The other day I was at my hangout, Barnes & Noble, and looking at the new books. Oh, what's happening in the world of new publishers, new publishing? When obviously this gentleman walked into Barnes & Noble, he had been out in the hot sun, I guess, all day. His clothes were saturated with sweat, and he had such a terrible odor that I had to walk away without getting physically sick. My guess is that he is homeless, and he's been out all day in the hot sun when the temperature is 110 with a heat index. Homelessness is not very attractive, is it? Jesus keeps us on the ethical hook, saying how we treat the poor in this life has eternal consequences. Now, you know, when I hear Jesus make these remarks like he does in this parable, the first place I go running to is the Reformed theological tradition. Whoa, Jesus. By grace, through faith, we are saved. All who call on the name of Jesus Christ will be saved. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, so that we would live and have eternal life. I can't go to those scripture texts fast enough. Whee, get out of my way. I'm running as fast as I can before I faint. But Jesus wants us always to struggle on how we treat the poor. He wants to keep us on the hook. As long as we have the poor, we will be judged by God as to how we respond to them. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know the emphasis, the stress this congregation places on service to the poor. We have offerings once a month for hunger relief. Jamie Reno and Kirk Reno and Robin Clifford and so many others like Roger and others who've gone on mission trips with our young people to rehab houses that you and I would not want to walk through, much less live in. Our congregation pays for counseling for those families who are unable to afford pastoral counseling at the Peninsula Pastoral Counseling Center. And I know you all must get tired of me standing up here week after week, month after month, saying, please give to the pastor's fund because Family A is having a financial meltdown. We help people keep their water on, pay their rent, pay their mortgage when there is no money to run to. Now listen very carefully to what I'm saying. Jesus' parable does not tell you whether you should always give to the people begging for food near the Jefferson Avenue Walmart, or whether you should donate every time you see an HOPE person holding their offering basket. Jesus does not tell you how much you should put in that basket to allay your conscience. Jesus wants us to struggle with a bigger question. How do you and I view the poor, the hungry, the homeless, the unemployed, the person on food stamps, the mom using WIC? Are they on your kindness radar, or are they completely invisible to you and to your family? Our Lord Jesus would strongly suggest that you put them on your radar immediately, right now, before it's too late, like that unnamed rich guy in Jesus' parable. Please, Kirkwood, don't allow parable writers to include your name for that rich dude who died and went to Hades. For goodness sakes, don't let them put your name for that dude's name. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we know what your Son said. The poor we will have with us always. But he did not mean by that reality we should become indifferent and don't give a darn and look the other way and only live for ourselves. Gracious Lord, help us always to keep those who are less fortunate on our compassionate radar and help them as much as we can. Help us, Lord, to be your Son's servants, particularly with the money you entrust to our care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.